It's fantastic news. Yes, it's been a challenging, long year, although, as I understand, for most bronze statues, it takes an awful lot longer than that. But yeah, it's fantastic news. It's been an enormous amount of hard work, but we had to have it going this year because obviously it's a significant year, being the 75th anniversary of Amy's tragic death. Well, I think obviously I'm passionate about not allowing Amy's memory to slip out of history. She was such a significant person, particularly for women during the 1930s, and her contribution towards aviation and breaking boundaries for women must be remembered. But I think, as much as anything, this statue stands for so much more. Obviously, we are celebrating and remembering the life of Amy Johnson, but it also stands to represent and celebrate all women's contemporary and historic role in aviation and engineering, because Amy was the first British female ground engineer. But it also stands to represent the sacrifice and service of all of those who flew for the Air Transport Auxiliary during the war, because they should be recognised and remembered. So the statue stands for many, many things when it goes up in September.